50% off at the cash-only sale. With my UGG boots on my feet and my purse with its furry purse charm slung over my shoulder, I strode confidently down Lombard Street feeling like I was on top of things, like this was a day when I had it all figured out. And then I fell. My toe must have caught a crack in the pavement as I hurried to cross 25th Street before the light changed. I felt myself leave the ground, saw my arms flailing, then heard myself shout in pain after I smacked down on the pavement, landing on my knees and the heels of my hands. This was not a cute stumble, not the dainty little stutter step you'd see in a ZZ Top video right before the band launched into an ode to the high-heel-wearing, mini-skirted heroine's legs. This was a full-on pratfall. A wind knocked out of you, flat out, oh my God, people running over to see if you're okay, faceplant. I think I lay there whimpering for a minute before I hauled myself to my feet, assured my fellow pedestrians that I was fine, staggered through the school gate and inspected the damage. There was dirt and grit and gravel ground into my palms, my jeans were torn, both of my knees were bruised and bleeding. "Mommy, are you okay?" asked Phoebe moments later when she came out of the classroom and found me holding a paper napkin to my knee. "Yeah, I'll be fine," I muttered. I limped outside, where we waited for an Uber. No way was I walking home in this condition. And I realized that this was not just a trip, not just a stumble. It was a metaphor for my life, maybe for every woman's life. You fall, you get hurt, you get up again. Last summer, the New York Times wrote a profile of the author Judy Blume in which she described herself and her work. "I'm a storyteller, you know what I mean? An inventor of people," Blume said, "and their relationships. It's not that I love the words. That's not the kind of writer I am, so I'm not..." She made a furious scribbling motion with her right hand. "I'm not a great writer, but maybe I'm a really good storyteller." I don't think I've ever identified so completely with a description or the way it plays into the seemingly endless debate over what qualifies as literature. I, too, am a storyteller. I, too, eschew the furious scribbling motion kind of writing. I care about language and structure and pace, but I care about plot and characters more. I know I'm not the kind of writer who wins prizes and a place on the 9th grade summer reading list, the kind of writer who gets called great. And, lucky me, if I was ever in danger of forgetting precisely where on the literary food chain I reside, there are people lined up on the internet to remind me. But great writer was never my ambition, and I suspect was never within the realm of possibility. I believe that, through education and inclination, through temperament and history, all authors grow up to be a particular kind of writer, to tell a specific type of story. We could no more change the kind of work we do, the voice in which we write, the characters that call to us, than we could our own blood type. I am the proud and happy writer of popular fiction, and I would never argue that it matters as much as the award-winning, breathtaking, life-changing meditations on love and humanity and the way we live now. I would also note that critics still stumble over the gender divide, where a man's dissection of a marriage or a family is seen as important and literary, whereas a woman's book about the same topic is dismissed as precious and jewel-like, domestic, and small. Double standards persist, and in general, men's books are still perceived as more meaningful, more important, more desirable. Last summer, a writer for the feminist website Jezebel revealed that querying 6 literary agents under a male name netted her 5 responses, including 3 requests to see the manuscript, within 24 hours, while the exact same letter sent 50 times under her own name had gotten a total of just 2 invitations to send her manuscript. The judgments about my work that had seemed as solid as the walls of my house had turned out to be meaningless, she wrote. My novel wasn't the problem. It was me, Catherine. Clearly, there is progress to be made in terms of how we regard women's work, and being the one who points out the problem does not earn you the Miss Congeniality sash, particularly when your insistence on fair play and a level playing field is interpreted as a form of delusion about the kind of books you write and the kind of attention you deserve. She thinks she's as good as Jonathan Franzen.